And out of Venezuela, where the political and economic crisis has taken a bizarre turn, last night a police helicopter hovered over the country's Supreme Court and Interior Ministry. You can see and video the chopper and hear the gunfire. Venezuela's embattled leftist president Nicolas Maduro called it a terrorist attack. His critics called it a ruse to justify his crackdown on anti-government protesters who filled the streets for months as the country's economy crumbles. Andrew Rosati of Bloomberg News joins us from Caracas by Skype. And Andrew, the government is saying this attack was carried out by Oscar Perez, an elite policeman?
Yes, the government alleges that this top policeman, a member of the investigative unit, hijacked a helicopter, flew low over central and downtown Caracas, where government ministries, the Supreme Court, and even the presidential palace lie. He then opened fire. They said he fired about 15 rounds and threw a number of grenades. The opposition, however, you know, as you said, is completely kind of flabbergasted by the event and asking how this is possible. They point to this gentleman has a movie star pass. It was confirmed he was in a Venezuelan film called Suspended Death, in the cop caper. His Instagram account, where he made the announcement of this attack and so-called insurrection, is kind of filled with what appears to be almost glamour shots of him scuba diving, horseback riding. So everyone's very confused. I talked to lots of locals on the street today. Some people were just saying this is a government manufactured distraction, saying, you know, this is, they're trying to take the pressure off the streets and trying to hide the myriad problems the country has, such as triple-digit inflation, you know, rampant crime and corruption.
Well, also an attempt to rewrite the Constitution. I mean, talk about the fact that this was at the Supreme Court. What's the significance there?
One of the major things that happened while this was going on yesterday, while the attacks from the skies, is there was a standoff between members of the Venezuelan opposition in the Congress building. They were trapped in a pushing and shoving match with members of the National Guard. On top of that, as all this was happening last night, the Supreme Court whisked a number of late-night rulings through, one of them removing the powers of one of the government's top critics and dissidents. So many are pointing the fingers at the government and saying, like, look, this is a blatant distraction of another power grab.
Yeah. Well, look, as many as 80 people have already died in the violence in Venezuela. Some people are saying that it's, you know, inches away from civil war. What's your take?
I think the situation on the street is very unpredictable. We've seen as many as over a million people take to the streets in these 3 months of protests. Those numbers have petered out a bit, but the death toll keeps rising. We've seen protesters square off with National Guardsmen all across the city, erecting burning barricades, throwing rocks. The police forces returned with tear gas over bullets. People have been killed on both sides. The fighting has actually entered an air base in recent days. So if anything, this will only fuel the fire here. I don't think either sides are going to back down in lieu of yesterday's events. If anything, I think some protesters might, you know, be even angrier after what happened.
And do you get the sense that they think that Maduro himself may have staged this in order to have an excuse for further attacking the protesters?
One of the most troubling things that a lot of reporters and the opposition are pointing to is this attack came hours after the president said that if the country was plunged into the chaos, that he and his supporters would be willing to defend the so-called revolution with guns. And I think there is a sense of fear here, and there's also a sense of anger. And as I said earlier, these events of yesterday doesn't appear to slow down the demonstrations on the streets. There is a nationwide, it's called a trancazo, where citizens and will leave businesses, their work, day jobs, and go to the streets. They want the opposition wants everyone to essentially grind the city to a halt today. That hasn't been called off. And to my knowledge, more protests are on the way. So we haven't seen tensions ebb. If anything, they're rising.
Andrew Rosati with Bloomberg News in Caracas, Venezuela. Andrew, thank you.
Thank you.